The U.S. military may be nearing a decisive moment in the war against Iraq. The U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division is within 50 miles of Baghdad and approaching a confrontation with Iraq's strongest military units. American planners took a calculated risk, racing toward Baghdad while bypassing cities and enemy strongpoints. The U.S. is about to find out if that risk will pay off. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from military headquarters in Doha, Qatar.
U.S. and British forces now face combat at key locations from the Baghdad region all the way back down to the border with Kuwait. They've moved almost anywhere they want to move, and they've done it with dramatic speed. But Iraqi forces still control some cities along that route, and the U.S., for the most part, has undisputed control only of uninhabited desert. Outside Baghdad today, American planes and American artillery have opened fire on an important division of Iraq's Republican Guard. This is the second straight day of air attacks on the Medina division. Yesterday, between 30 and 40 U.S. Army helicopters attacked the Iraqis, but came under heavy fire themselves, and one was shot down. A short distance to the southwest, units of the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division are awaiting the right moment to advance against the Iraqis on the ground. As they wait, they face harassing attacks from Iraqi soldiers and militiamen. NPR reporter Eric Westerveld is traveling with the 3rd Infantry.
Iraqi troops armed with AK-47s and rocket-propelled grenades have been launching small, sporadic attacks on the base area. The U.S. has responded with infantry fighters, their Bradley fighting vehicles, with mortar fire and with artillery fire. It's pretty much, frankly, been a slaughter of the Iraqi troops as they come down from the north. The Americans have stopped them at every advance.
Irregular forces are attacking and sometimes drawing blood from U.S. forces in several locations. Some are militias known as Fayyadin, well-paid and fiercely loyal to Saddam Hussein. They're led by his elder son. Others are security forces closely tied to the regime, and some are wearing civilian clothes, which makes them harder to identify. The battlefields stretch back along the Euphrates River Valley as it winds toward the Persian Gulf. About halfway down the river, U.S. Marines are spending a third day fighting around the city of Nasiriyah. Some Marines have passed through that city, crossed a pair of key bridges on the Euphrates River, and started toward Baghdad, forming a second force that's approaching the capital. A Reuters reporter traveling with the Marines says one convoy of U.S. vehicles had to shoot its way through Nasiriyah, backed by attack helicopters and artillery. The correspondent sent that news by email, explaining that he was writing because it's too noisy to talk. At least one U.S. Marine was killed today near Nasiriyah. The correspondent also saw the bodies of dozens of irregular troops who had apparently been killed by the U.S. forces. Even farther downriver, British forces have yet to take control of the city of Basra. Though U.S. intelligence reports few regular army units in the area, they say Iraqi security forces control the city, and they're confronting the British with a drastic choice. British officials say they want to bring food and other aid to a populace that has no electricity or drinking water. But that raises the possibility that they might try to rescue the populace by shooting their way into this crowded city, an act that would put those same civilians in danger. British Lieutenant Colonel Ronnie McCourt says British forces are considering all their options, including a forced entry.
If you have to put your hand in a hornet's nest, if you have to, and you don't, your first choice won't be, what you do is you make sure you're fully protected against the likely reactions of sticking your hand in the hornet's nest.
U.S. military leaders insist they are not surprised by the level of resistance. On Sunday, a town hall spoke dismissively of the Iraqis, a single coherent military move. Though Iraqis have killed and wounded a number of U.S. troops, Commanding General Tommy Franks told reporters yesterday that his plans have not changed.
There are people in the Iraqi army, whether Special Republican Guard or Fedayeen, who have a lot of allegiance to this regime. You know, you're going to come across dead enders. And we have come across dead enders, and we've had some terrific firefights with some of these. Not unexpected. I think our people are prepared.
By moving swiftly across the desert sands, U.S. commanders say they plan to pick the locations where they will fight the enemy. If they keep that advantage, U.S. forces can choose to fight battles that they're sure to win. Iraqi forces are trying to draw Allied troops into ambushes and urban combat, where some of the U.S. advantage would disappear. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Doha, Qatar.